Merlin always smiled and answered, "They've been waiting for you to come back." If you've picked up this book, you're probably someone who senses that adulthood, at least the way most of us are experiencing it, is missing something. Put another way, you detect how the good of your middle years sometimes feels eclipsed by the stress of them. The good unfolds in various ways. Loving someone deeper than you ever thought was possible. Witnessing a child's joy. Feeling a friend's unconditional support. Discovering your purpose. But so does the stress. Learning the work of marriage. Crossing the bumpy terrain of parenting. Determining which social relationships click. Facing grave hardship. Finding contentment in your career. When the stress overshadows the good, adulthood starts to feel overwhelming. And pretty soon you find yourself doing everything you can to endure your middle years, while wondering whether you're actually enjoying them. This is exactly where I was 5 years ago. In the wake of accelerating responsibilities, my life was becoming more intense and stressful. My relationships, clinical work as a physician, and basic interactions with the world were blurring into a frazzled mosaic. Going through the motions became my norm.